Everybody, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. I want to welcome you to Morning Manna as we come together each Wednesday to share word out of the word. Maurette Brown is ministering in the background, Sovereign God, the dream. And she said there are even words, there aren't even words to describe just how great you are. There isn't anything you can't do. I've seen your work before, so I'll trust you more. You are the sovereign God, and I just want to encourage you this morning. Again, trust the Lord. Know that God's hand is on your life. He's ordering your steps, and even when we don't see, we still trust God with the details. I bless you today. Thank God for how the Lord is bringing us deeper into almost the close of another month, the beginning of another month. So I just want to ask you, at what point now are you going to make the decision to get in step with God's will? Here we are moving into the month of April. 4 months now, the move is happening. And I just want to encourage you today to really step into God's timing for your life. And having said that, I want to go to a passage that is familiar. I've ministered it before. But it comes now out of a place that is new. And so even though it may be a familiar message, but it's the new message in that we are in a different place. And it's found in Joshua 3, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, reading from the NIV. And it says, early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. And after 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priest carrying it, you are to move out from your position and follow it. And this is where the title is coming from for this message. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. And that's what I want to minister to you this morning. You have not been this way before. The word this morning comes out of a conversation that I was having with the Lord on this past Monday, where I was reflecting on my process and what it means to trust God when all you have or all that you had was a word from God, and then another dimension of faith is required in order to keep moving forward. And out of that, this also is going to be the title of a new book that I'm working on. You've not been this way before. And I want to challenge every one of you with the question that I was confronted with by the Lord, and it is, can you find comfort in being in a place that is uncomfortable? And let me say that again, or ask that question again, because this is a question that I was challenged by God with on this past Monday. And it is, can you find comfort in being in a place that is uncomfortable? You see, obedience does not always bring immediate comfort or even the feelings of confidence. But we do know that God cannot lie and he never fails. And most things that are new also have the tendency to frighten us because we fear the unknown. But I want to repeat myself by saying that's the time we must trust God in the dark. When you're frightened, when you're not sure what the next movement is going to be, when you know God said something, but it just seems like you're not quite confident enough to move out, but that's where you got to trust God in the dark. And in the context of Joshua 3, there is a whole lot that has taken place in a very short period of time. Moses has died, and God summons Joshua and instructs him that he is the man and that God was going to be with him just like he had been with Moses. And now Joshua finds himself giving instructions to the children of Israel on how to do what appears to be an impossibility. Cross the Jordan River, not by boat or cross a bridge, but pass through the water. And why is it that God seems to always set us up by making a demand on us that we know we cannot do that particular thing in our own strength because we've never done it before or it's never been done before? And so the scripture says in Joshua 3 and 1, early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan where they camped before crossing over. In other words, Shittim represented that last place before you see the mighty hand of God begin to work and to move in your life or in that situation. And I just want to say to somebody that you're at the end of the thing that's getting ready to mark the beginning of something new. Let me say that again. You've come to the close of a season or a chapter, and you're getting ready now to step into another season or a chapter. It's the last place that you have to go through or be in before you see God's hand begin to move. And there will come times in all of our lives where we are brought to a place of another call to obey the Lord that brings with it a challenge. And so Joshua's instructions were to prepare the people to cross over and to get ready to experience another miracle. It is possible to become so familiar and comfortable with what we know that we can risk the possibility of missing God if we are not careful, because we are okay with being stretched or with not being stretched. And my prayer to God is, even if it means me being stretched beyond the limitations that I have placed on myself
or have placed on my expectations. But my response still is, God, have your way in my life. And we all know what we know, or at least what is familiar. But what happens when God speaks and it moves us beyond our comfort zone? I don't ever want to be out of step with God's will again for my life because of fear, being comfortable, or ignorance. And Joshua was literally saying to the children of Israel, what I'm saying to you this morning is to seize the moment or opportunity to see or experience something that we may not have a second chance to do. He was saying, okay, Israel, God has brought us out of a period of wandering for 40 years. And here we are now at a crossroads, and that's where somebody is right now. And if there is one lesson that we don't want to repeat, this is what Joshua is saying to Israel, a second time like our parents, and that is not to move in God's timing. And I was praying and meditating on Monday after returning home from almost a week of being away and realized that even what we think is familiar has the potential of losing its meaning or value because we are in a different place. You can go back to a familiar people. You can go back to a familiar place. But if you're in a different place, what's familiar ain't going to be the same. And what do you do when those you think you know start acting funny because they can't handle your pressing forward? What do you do when folk begin to look at you strange and say, well, you must have missed God, or I can't get with you, or I don't see what God is saying or what God is doing? But nobody has to see or know what God is saying to you. You got to know, God, this is your word, and it's up to me, not up to the crowd, not up to popular opinion, but God, this is my life, and it's your will, hallelujah, that relates to my obedience. And so what do you do again when folks start acting funny? Well, the word that I want you to grab hold of and encourage you to keep it in your spirit, and that is keep moving. When you know God has spoken, when folk question or challenge and things seem strange, but you got to keep moving. And this is what Joshua is literally trying to get the children of Israel to understand, that we're just in a holding pattern. This is not a place of permanence. And in a few days, God's glory is going to show up in the camp. And we got to move out from our position, and we got to follow the glory. In verse 2, it says, after 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant, the Lord your God, and the Levitical priest carrying it, you ought to move out from your position and follow it. He didn't say pray. He didn't say go get 3 witnesses. He said, when you see the glory move, move from your position and follow the glory, because you can't always wait to get a witness. The witness has got to be in your own spirit. And there was a set time for the people to get their minds set on the command to get ready to break camp, because the glory was moving. And if they wanted to see success, they had to follow the glory. Fear not was built into the command to step into the Jordan, because there will be those times in which we will be found not being sure about the right question to ask or what to expect, because we have never been this way before. Listen, Israel had never had Joshua as a leader before. They had never crossed a body of water before. And those who had that experience are now all dead except Joshua and Caleb. They had never seen priests step into a river before, carrying the Ark of the Covenant. They had never seen a miracle of water moving out of the way to allow them to cross over. So this is a new place and a new experience for all of them. And I feel in my spirit this morning that a turnaround is coming that is going to affirm that God's hand is on your life. And it's going to be a one-time opportunity, and it will not be repeated a second time. And so what Israel was getting ready to experience would not be repeated. And I believe God is going to bring all of us to a defining moment in our life again. And it is not going to be repeated a second time. So seize the moment, beloved. And every time you are courageous enough to take a step the Lord is going to show you the next step. Let me say that again. Every time that you are courageous enough to take a step of obedience, the Lord is going to show you the next step. And I need somebody right now to prepare yourself for something that you have never seen, done, or experienced before in your life. And the Bible said in verse number 4, you ought to move out from your position and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you've never been this way before. And I'm going to stop here, but let me just say, you've not been this way before. And since you haven't, but God knows the end from the beginning, so you got your marching order. Get in step with God's timing. Know that God is dealing with you. Know this morning, hallelujah, that the best is still yet to come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we give you glory today. Lord God, this is the day. This is the day, God, that you've made, and we rejoice. We're glad in it, God. Show your glory. Let your glory be revealed in our life, God, as we take another step of obedience. God, I pray today for those who hear this word. Let it be rhema in their spirit, God. We trust you. Hallelujah. We would see your hand, oh God. And we say yes to your will. Let your will be done, oh God, in our life. We trust you. Hallelujah. Even in the dark, God, we trust you. And we thank you for who you are and for what you're doing. Hallelujah, God. We bless you. Come on and bless him with me now. Thank him, praise him. That even though you haven't gone this way before, but he knows the way that we take. And after, we're going to see his glory work and move. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Share with somebody today. And just let them know that if they're courageous enough to take a step, the Lord is going to show them the next step. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Shalom. Shalom.